My dog, Dougal, is a sneaky food thief.
Sure, as most dogs can be.
Most dogs definitely are.
Yeah.
Just last night, ate, and Zoe was doing some homework, and then was waiting to get her dinner. Then we went into the kitchen to get her dinner that my wife had made, and it was gone. He ate it. This is after he had eaten an entire Sicilian pizza that was homemade. That was a couple, I don't know.
Oh, they just left on the counter and he can reach
Go. Yes, he gets his paws up on the counter and he somehow manages to get him back. Paw him back.
Yeah.
This also, you know, he has eaten leashes. He has eaten frisbees. Now, he does not eat clothes. He does not eat shoes. So that is good.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. But how about table legs?
No, doesn't eat table legs. However,
baseboards.
My sister's dogs do eat baseboards.
Yes. So
do
does
eat
our dog
table
peaches.
Legs.
Yes.
And in fact, speaking of my sister's dogs, they got into a Costco-sized bag of chocolate-covered raisins.
Oh, that's not good.
And had to have like $3,000 worth of vet visits because their stomachs needed to be pumped because raisins are toxic
and so is chocolate.
Oh. Toxic to dogs.
And you said, but like what, 10, 12, how many raisins or chocolate?
Yeah, I think the vet said something like 6 to 10 raisins could have been lethal.
Oh,
they pumped
gosh.
Like 200 or some out of their stomachs.
Oh, my gosh.
Because dogs will dog. Will do. Dogs will dog. So wanted to know, what did your dog eat that your dog shouldn't have eaten?
I mean, Peach is our puppy. She has been the worst out of the three of them, I think, that we can recall. That she's done the baseboard, she's done the chair legs, she's done yesterday, she ate a couple of Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
Like the styrofoam core, unwrapped like the yarn around ate that, pencils, a bracelet last night, a part of a telescope from the spare bedroom. Like, she'll just go like find things in various parts of the house, like, and she knows like when we're not, she doesn't do this when we're home.
No, of course not, they know. So we got a text from Jen, who said Baxter ate a light bulb as a puppy. He's okay now, but here's the idiot in question. Oh my gosh.
Know, mommy.
Matt texted and said, let's just say I found out my neighbors still use condoms based on the gift their dog left us in the yard after we moved in.
Oh my gosh.
Shelby wrote and messaged us and said rocks. I didn't even know she was doing it until she came in from a bathroom break and she threw them up.
Oh gosh. Oh, God, text, my dog ate so many remote controls that the company knew me by name when I'd walk in to get a new one. It was back in the day when you had to go into the stores for remotes, and they were not cheap.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, Kaylee said my lab ate a dried starfish, then threw it up and ate it again.
Our dogs will like throw up and then investigate what's this looks tasty,
what is this.
And we have to watch too, because we have a lot of deer walk through our backyard, and they will eat deer poo.
Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
Now listen, I'm going to try to edit this because it has bathroom mentioned in it.
Okay.
But Heather said one of our dogs ate a cord that was plugged into the wall. When she did it, it shocked her and literally scared the poo out of her.
Oh gosh.
And it went everywhere.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh, she's fine. She's alive.
Oh gosh. Dave said my dog Lumiere.
Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
On two different occasions, ate an entire cantaloupe, rind and all.
Another Jen texted and said, T-Bone, is that the name of your dog? T-Bone, ate a mattress, the drywall, tennis balls, Are you kidding me? Drywall?
Wow.
That's funny because we literally got another one that said, my dog Buster ate my wall. Yes, the drywall. There were a huge hole and I had to have it repaired.
Well, yeah. So we had, my husband had two dogs when I met him, Sadie and Snorts, and Sadie, the yellow lab, ate the linoleum floor in his first house. Like, ate the floor.
We're talking about what your dog shouldn't be eating, right?
And then when I first started dating him, she ate a brand new, I got a set of heels, Michael Kors heels.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate one entire shoe. Only the ring that was on the strap was left.
Oh, no.
And then her butt exploded
speaking,
on his new Berber carpeting.
By the way, speaking of a ring, we got a comment on Facebook from a listener. Ate my engagement ring.
No.
Hang on.
Oh, no. And then you have to stalk and wait.
And Amber said that, and she said, "Well, it took some digging, but yes, I did wind up finding it."
Oh, and then how many times do you wash it? How many times do you wash it before you're sure that every crevice
is clean? You show it on your hand. You're like, "Oh, let me see your ring. Here you go." Misty said, my dog ate a Coke can, two pairs of Beats headphones, a whole tray of frozen garlic bread, and a blooming onion. Which, again, onions dogs aren't supposed to have.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh, my gosh. Lisa, my dog ate my blue oil paint tubes. Her poop was blue for 2 weeks.
Sarah left a picture, too, on our Facebook page. Which, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it.
Oh, I love the pictures.
The contents of my Lazy Susan while we were out of the country. Oh, jeez.
Oh, you must have had like a dog sitter or something. Oh, my gosh. Emily says, my dog, Trainwreck. Is that the name of her dog? Trainwreck used to eat pacifiers, diapers, and underwear.
Well, all right. Well, here, let's pause because we could pause. Oh. Let's pause P-A-W-S.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I see what you did there.
We're gonna pause. We'll take some more of your stories coming up here in just a minute.
I love the dog named Trainwreck though.
I know the dog named Trainwreck is great. So what'd your dog eat that it shouldn't have? Our buddy JD messaged and said a tube of Neosporin.
Oh,
pack of Big League Chew, a spicy olive, and a puppy training book all in one sitting.
The puppy training book is like, you know what? You take this book and shove it.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to show where you can put this. Oh, my gosh. Literally, we have hundreds of texts.
This is crazy.
Hundreds of comments.
This is crazy.
Literally, dogs will dog.
Yes, that is what they do. They are trying to just cause as much damage to the house and themselves. Stacy says, my best friend's dog ate my entire order of mango habanero wings when we were out of the room for 5 minutes, bones and all. I came back to a completely empty to-go box, so confused.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Kelly says, my dog ate my daughter's
tampon?
No.
Panties?
No. They were potty training.
Diaper?
No. Just poo.
Oh, gosh.
She was excited when she went to the bathroom on her own. I walked in. The dog was licking her lips and no poo was there.
Missy said my Rottweiler ate 15 mechanic sockets and had to have surgery.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So the story I like to tell, the day my dad discovered that my sister wore thong underwear was the day that the surgeon took the thong underwear out of his dog's intestines.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he ate it.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
There are so many. April said, when I was a kid, my lab would eat the heads off of Barbies. They came out mostly whole in the backyard.
by the way, if you have weed, probably good to keep that away from the dogs because we have so many text messages from dogs eating their pot.
I know. Like weed brownies,
just pot, edibles, all that stuff.
Jesse said, my Chihuahua Sheldon somehow got under the countertop and feasted on whatever he wanted, snacks, cereal, whatever was in the sink, just whatever his little heart desired. He's a drunk 40-year-old in a dog body.
All right. Yeah. If you want to continue commenting, you can. The thread is on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. And if you want to post a photo of the culprit, you can, because these pictures are adorable. Like Destiny, who said, my Invisalign trays.
Oh, gosh, no.
And it's just the dog going, hi,
oh,
here I am.
No, that's me.
It's me.
Hi, Mom. Thanks so much for the
snap. Here I am.
Oh, my
yep,
gosh.
Yep, that's me.
Mama Shark sent a picture of Milo. Oh, he ate paper towels and socks.
Oh no. Dogs are going to dog, you know?
They are. They're going to dog, and you just have to try to keep them from dogging too much.
right.
Too much.
Help us help you.
Help us help you.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we got a feel good story.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's one more picture. Louis caught Daily chewing on his cat sister. He's not even sad about it.
Oh, never would be.
Nope.
Never would be.